A short time ago, I spoke to Afghan journalist Bilal Sawari from Kabul, who interviewed some of the victims' families for the original ABC reporting that broke this story. He says now they want compensation for the tragedies they've endured.
It was actually heartbreaking. They told me about torture, about helicopters, about women and children getting scared, and murder. One man who couldn't stop crying actually on camera told me on a very sunny winter afternoon that every time he heard the silencers, the bullets, he thought it was something going into water. It was like drops of water. Then they spoke about a guy who was thrown from the cliff. And what these Oruzganis did tell me, that the Australian soldiers came to this village going after an Afghan rogue soldier who they thought was in this village or in a home who had killed Australian soldiers. So it was simply heartbreaking. Then I went to the city of Tarinkot, the capital of Oruzgan province from Kabul. Again, I met a number of victims. They spoke of these, very, very bad experiences that they had, and there were murders after murders. So one man did say to me that he wanted to look up in the eyes of these killers and ask them why did they kill so many innocent Afghans. We have to remember, these are very poor communities, very poor farmers. Some of them did tell me, as I was having tea with them, that they owed money to drug dealers because they had taken money to grow poppies. They do grow poppies because that's how much money they can get compared to any other crop. So it was simply heartbreaking. Even as an Afghan, actually, it did break my heart, and I never recovered from the horrors that those mothers and wives would have gone through.
Now, this report is being extensively covered by media in Afghanistan. What is the reaction from people there to hearing this news?
Well, the only reaction that we have got from the Afghan government has been a statement from the president's office in which they say that the Australian Prime Minister did call President Ghani to say that justice will be done and that there will be a process. The Afghan Foreign Ministry received a letter from the Australian government asking for forgiveness, apologizing for the actions of the Australian soldiers. Actually, promised that there will be reforms within the Australian military. However, the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission has been quite vocal, saying that Australia needs to do a number of things now. Number one, there has to be a transparent procedure. A special commission must investigate this. There should be compensation. Victims should be helped in terms of healing their wounds. And that commission did provide a lot of evidence to the Australian government in terms of helping them with details of these horrific crimes.
Does this begin to bring a sense of justice and perhaps a sense of relief for the people, for the families, and that legal process? Do they want compensation? Do they want that legal process to happen in Australia or in Afghanistan?
One man got in touch with me telling me that four members of his family were also killed. Two of his brothers, two of his cousins. His elder father was bitten by a military dog. And these families, since I've interviewed them, Susie, have been telling me that they want to get justice, that they want to make sure that this is a transparent process and that those responsible are brought to justice. But yes, they have brought up the issue of compensation. Unfortunately, in Afghanistan, there's this practice that every time civilians have been killed over the last 20 years, both the U.S. military as well as the Afghan government have handed over some money, some cash. We have to remember these are extremely destitute communities living in very remote corners of the country and who continue to get caught between the Taliban and the Afghan government. They have asked about this, at least that the families that I've been in touch with, whether they will be flown to Australia, whether they will have the chance to sit inside the courtroom to provide evidence. So the hope here in Afghanistan among some activists is that this will set an example. This will hopefully mean that other Afghans will get justice and they will come out and tell their side of the story as well.
That is Bilal Sawari reporting from Kabul.